If Fred can reinvent delivering the mail, if he can take a very simple job and make it extraordinary, then you and I have no excuse.
Top leaders, meaningful conversation, actionable advice, bulldoze complacency, ignite inspiration, create impact. Produced by Southwestern Family of Companies. This is the Action Catalyst.
Mark Sanborn, a guest on this show, is one of the top leadership experts and keynote speakers in the world today. We love Mark's approach to being extraordinary in leadership, service, and performance. He says each of us knows how good we've become, but none of us know how good we can be. And he believes that potential is always ahead of us and something to keep developing. You might be familiar with his international bestseller, The Fred Factor. How passion in your work and life turn ordinary into extraordinary. If not, you really need to read it. It's helped millions take their work and life from ordinary to extraordinary. You can get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold. He's a friend of this podcast and a great resource for companies. You can learn more at marksanborn.com.
Oh, are you in for an absolute treat? We have one of the world's most brilliant and premier thought leaders as a guest on today's show. Mark Sanborn is one of the world's most sought after experts in leadership and customer service. Mark is in the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame. He's an international best-selling author of 7 books, including the New York Times bestseller, The Fred Factor, which has sold over 1 million copies worldwide. Mr. Mark Sanborn, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the kind words.
Yeah. So tell us, for those people who don't know, who is Fred and why does he matter to us?
Fred is a real-life postal carrier here in Denver, Colorado, who takes that ordinary job of putting mail in a box and makes it truly extraordinary. I mean, the guy is an artist at creating value for his postal route customers, for relationship building, and just kind of reinventing what most people would think would be a pretty dull or redundant or dead-end job. And the point of the matter is that if Fred can reinvent delivering the mail, if he can take a very simple job and make it extraordinary, then you and I have no excuse for taking whatever work we do and adding more to it and doing it differently so that it adds value to the lives of the people around us. The premise of this book is, how do you keep that momentum going? You know, how do you sustain it when in reality, you don't always get appreciated or recognized or rewarded for doing a great job? If we lived in a perfect world, maybe you would. But as I've talked to people over the years, occasionally they'll utter some of the saddest words you'll ever hear. And those are the words, "I used to." Somebody will say, "Well, you know, I used to do that, but then I got burnt out," or "I used to do that, but I got taken advantage of." And I think so often people end up putting the locus of responsibility outside themselves. But what I find is that people that do the extraordinary, they don't do it necessarily for recognition or compensation. That usually follows. It often does. But at the end of the day, you do it because A, it's the right thing to do, B, because you can, and C, because it ultimately enriches your own life. And that's really what the Fred Factor is about.
One of the things that you wrote about, Mark, which I love, is called your signature difference.
Well, we all have the opportunity to make a positive difference every day. But the question is, are you able to add your own unique signature to that difference you make? And one of the great examples is giving someone encouragement is a difference that we're all capable of making in the lives of those around us. But a man I met many years ago named Fred Stork is a world-class gardener, and he loves roses. So when he encourages somebody, he sends them one of his award-winning roses. Or if someone's facing a difficult time, he'll send them a bouquet of his roses. And so he adds that unique factor. I'm a gardener, I love roses, but I also like to make a positive difference. So the question I always ask people is, what is your unique factor? Where do your talents and passions overlap with the job that you do so that you can add kind of a flourish that makes it unique to you? In the book, I talk about a restaurant owner, Mae Wiggins, who in the Deep South, who hugs her customers. Now, you know, not all of us could get away with hugging our customers, but she's the kind of woman that just delights people with her warmth and hospitality. So that's her signature difference.
Sure. That is so powerful. Just that uniqueness is nothing other than where your talents and your passions overlap, where they intersect, that leads to an elevated experience. How do you know if you've really hit the mark of delivering an elevated experience for your customers?
In the book, I talk about four ingredients, but there's one that's key. And I say, first of all, you know, any experience has to deliver value. The second thing, an elevated experience always has an element of surprise, and it's a good surprise. You know, it's not an unpleasant surprise like you expected to wait 10 minutes and waited an hour. But after you've figured out a way to pleasantly surprise people, the key is that they leave happier. And I think in business, we often look at what we did and how the person responded, but we missed the point. And that is, an elevated experience elevates your mood so that you leave a little bit happier than you started the transaction or the interaction. And when people leave happier, the great thing is an elevated experience gets them to tell others. And they don't just say, you know, oh, here's a place that you might consider when you need new tires. They say things like, man, you've got to go to Bob's Tire. You wouldn't believe what they do. Or in real life, a Les Schwab tire. You know, Les Schwab has been a client of mine. They know that one of their signature differences is they run out to greet you at your car. I mean, they literally run out to the parking lot to greet you before you get out.
That is so cool. I mean, it's such a simple idea, but how warm and inviting. So simple. I love it. So for everyone listening, what is one thing that you think that we could do today to start implementing the power of Fred? And
well, here's one simple idea, but it's very powerful if you do it. And that is, when somebody makes a request of you today, whether it's a colleague or a customer or a client, or maybe even your spouse, and this works, you know, at home because truth is transferable. And lots of people read the book who don't have traditional marketplace jobs that still get value because they use these principles with their spouses and their kids. That is, practice ABCD. Ask yourself, what could I do to go above and beyond the call of duty? What's that little bit extra? If somebody asks you for 5 minutes of your time, give them 10 minutes and go a little more in depth. If somebody asks you how to get somewhere, walk with them and show them.
Mr. Mark Sanborn, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
If you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe. And to stay updated on everything that the Action Catalyst is up to, make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Action Catalyst Podcast and on Twitter at @Catalyst_Action. And thanks for listening.
Mark Sanborn, a guest on this show, is one of the top leadership experts and keynote speakers in the world today. We love Mark's approach to being extraordinary in leadership, service, and performance. He says each of us knows how good we've become, but none of us know how good we can be. And he believes that potential is always ahead of us and something to keep developing. You might be familiar with his international bestseller, The Fred Factor, How Passion in Your Work and Life Turn Ordinary into Extraordinary. If not, you really need to read it. It's helped millions take their work and life from ordinary to extraordinary. You can get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold. He's a friend of this podcast and a great resource for companies. You can learn more at marksanborn.com.